by just taking advantage of the opportunities.
How much scoreboard watching was happening out there with that Giants game?
Really not much. We knew that we control our own destiny, and we need to take care of our business first. I think once we kind of felt like we were rolling and good things were happening, I might have saw a few people looking up, and then we kind of heard that they were kind of getting punched in the face a little bit. I know a couple smiles probably came out, but the biggest thing was that we took care of our business.
Was that play side blocking as good as that Pittsburgh run or your Chicago touchdown? I mean, it just
they did a great job. Quinn on there did a hell of a job, and I saw that they were kind of flowing, and I just waited to hit it. So they did a great job on that, and it's my job to beat the safety.
There were extra effort touchdowns on the ground today.
Absolutely. That's how it goes sometimes. We know, especially, we only get a couple opportunities, so guys really did a great job, especially Brandon, was phenomenal, taking advantage of the opportunities when they get the ball. And I'm proud of the whole group. I'm really just proud of the general, the guys in this locker room, knowing what's on the line and then stepping up when we need the most.
Brian, how explosive are you running the football right now, would you say?
I think we're pretty explosive as a team. We're getting in a rhythm. We're feeling good. We always feel like we set the tone at the backfield. You know, we felt like we kind of started off with a low first two series of the game early on. But we felt that starts with us. We got to, as a backfield, start fast. And when we do that, good things happen.
How about you personally, though? I would say a couple big runs here these last three games.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like, you know, we got some good things going. And the biggest thing is just to stay on track, make sure I'm still, you know, focused on the fundamentals. Of course, ball security is number one. And really taking that level taking that game to another level because now it's crunch time.
There's no accident that your old line has kind of got some continuity, is it?
Absolutely, that has. You know, that's big for us. Guys are playing with confidence. They're healthy for the most part, what I know. And they're in there, and guys, you know, it's been the same line, same faces and stuff. So we're starting to get confident, and we're talking more, communicating. I like the fact. I talk with them all the time. I probably bug them to death. They probably don't like that, but they're coming to me and talking to me about certain things now, what they're seeing. So we're on the same page as the backfield and with the line.
On a personal level, do you kind of feel like you can tell some of your critics out there that they maybe you lost, you know,
we're winning games, and you know, I let the critics say that comes with what we do. As long as we keep winning and we're performing as a backfield, we'll do our job. We'll take that critic. We'll fly underneath the radar as long as we do our job. I'm not really worried about that.
Brian, does it mean to you to be normally the third back in Packer history to have back-to-back 1,200 or more?
I think that's big. It's big, of course, from an individual standpoint, but also big. I mean, guys, all the hard work we put in, regardless of the outside or whatever, you know, we put work in for a long period of time. And stay on track. And you're going to have ups and downs throughout the season, but it means that guys are really dedicated to what we're about, and as a backfield, as a line, and really just as a whole, as a run unit. Of course, you know, we have a wonderful passing game with A-Rod and what he does and the wide receivers that we have, but I know the line takes pride in, as a run unit, being able to accomplish that. We're talking about an organization from a history stance that has had some wonderful backs and been able to do some really good things, so I think that means a lot to guys.
Does this, from a standpoint of a moment in the season, does anything stick out in your mind that says this is what you got right?
Well, we knew last home game, last opportunity to get it done in Lambeau, we wanted to do some things right and finish strong, finish that second half. That first drive was really big for us, and we wanted to come out really and just stomp on them the whole time. Like I said, kind of started off a little low early on, but when guys picked it up, I think we kind of kept that foot on the pedal. And that was one of the things we really preached this week of, you know, good teams towards the end of the season. They don't let up. You know, they finish strong and they keep their foot on the pedal and keep that momentum going. You know, of course, we had the loss last week, and it was frustrating, of course. But guys really understood how much this, you know, meant to us as a team. So to come out and to finish the way we wanted to, regardless of, you know, what the other teams need to do for us and everything like that, we took care of our business, and that's what you got to like.
But the Tampa Bay, the November 1st game, those are disappointing losses. Was there any moment that you said to yourself that you doubted that this team could get it done?
No, you don't doubt it. It's just a matter of doing it. We knew the talent, but you can't really talk about it. You just got to get it done. And we put ourselves in a position at that point where our backs were up against the wall, but it was self-inflicted. So we couldn't really say anything, and we knew it was a turning point. And I think that Dallas game was going to be a turning point in our season, whether or not guys were going to step up. And keep fighting. They did, and they've been doing it from here on. And I think it's a confidence that's legit and not an arrogance, though. I understand we still got a lot of work to do, but we're feeling good about where we're going as a team and what we can do.
Brian, you guys are keeping opponents guessing for your offense last week, the air attack, this week, all over the ground.
Well, that's what we always want to do. We want to keep them guessing because we feel like we're a balanced offense, and we can do what we want if we take care of our business. And that's on us as an offense. Is we play some good defense, play some really good teams, but we always feel like no matter who we play, it's not about us. I mean, it's not about them. It's about who we are as a team, as a Packer offense. When we execute, we feel like we can kind of do whatever we want. And that's the biggest thing, executing on our end. If we take care of our business, we can be balanced. We can do some really good things, running the ball. And A-Rod's proven all season that what he can do in the air, and our wide receivers are phenomenal. So the biggest thing is being balanced, because there's going to be some times where things are going to have to pick up on one end.
Do you feel like you're improving week by week? I mean, when given the opportunity?
Well, that's the biggest thing. I think at this point in the season, you got to be able to take advantage of opportunities and really and be consistent. As teams are starting to, you know, I think guys, you know, the biggest thing in the season right now, guys are getting banged around a little bit. You know, I think at this point you want to get momentum going as a team, and individually you want to get momentum going. I'm healthy, I feel good, and that's half the battle, taking care of your body. But and being able to go out everywhere, and I do feel like, I don't necessarily say I'm stronger, but I don't know if guys are really on the same pace of where they were. So the fact that I'm still kind of going and getting in the groove as a team, and we're feeling good confidence-wise, the mental aspect is just as big as the physical aspect in this game. So the fact that we're feeling good because of our performance, it's not based on it's not a facade. We're getting it done as a team, and we need to continue to, you know, work harder and get it done even more.
Then taking off the fourth quarter, how much of a nice breather was that?
It's always one of those love-hate things, of course. I said I'm so excited for Brandon and for AJ. That's big. 6 touchdowns by a back, so is wonderful from a young unit, of course. But, you know, you want to play, so I'm fired up. But, I want to get Brandon there to eat. I want to let AJ eat. So when it's in that type of situation, of course, I'll bow out at any point in time.
Especially if health is a priority at this time.
Of course. You know, but I'm a competitor, so health is a priority, but it's my job to just stay as healthy as possible. But of course, you want to stay in there, but the coach has put us in a great position, and we respect their wishes. And, you know, they don't want to kill us. That's fine. I just got to make sure I get it early. So.
How long does the celebration last?
Tonight. And, I think you feel good about where you're going. So it's not a matter of really celebration. You feel good about where we're going as a team, and you should. So we understand it doesn't take away from the work that we have to put in, the work that we have to do with this week and going forward. But you should feel good about that body of work we put on the field today. You got to clean things up, of course. That's always weak. We're professionals. But I think guys are going to take it in the right manner and keep moving forward.
And how important is it, the playoffs now coming up, to have the running game established where you can be really effective?
You want to be balanced. Going in the playoffs, the best thing you can do is be balanced. Teams are going to be playing at another speed, another level, because, you know, it's one and done. And so the more balanced you are, the better position I think you put yourself in as a team. So, of course, you want to. It means a lot. And if you look, of course, I'm a running back, so I do feel like if you can run the ball, you set the tempo for the game. And you put a defense on their heels where they don't know what they're going to do. So then it takes pressure off the wide receivers, and then you play action opens up. A lot of things open up for you if you control the ball running.
Do you feel like on the national level you're underappreciated, and do you care?
No, I don't really care. As long as we keep winning games, I can care less. We feel like we perform. We know the work we put in. But really, at the end of the day, wins are only that count.
Of course, now that you're in the playoffs, there are only a handful of running backs that are going to have the spotlight on them, so that has to help.
Yeah, but it helps when you win, too. That spotlight's on you. It's good to have on you if you win. So you got to take care of your business. This job is about performance. And it's a performance-based business. We understand that. So when you win, good things happen.
Mind you, you may have been the first 1,200-yard running back last year to be thoroughly disappointed in the season. This 1,200-yard season different?
Of course, because we're winning. And we're putting our team in a better position. Of course, it means a lot more when you're winning. 1,200 yards is 1,200 yards. So from an individual stance, it does feel good. But when you win and you feel like you're doing more to help your team win, and putting them in a better position to win games, because we are, that means a lot more.
But with the hamstring you went through and didn't have a lot of long runs last year,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't seem overly happy with your
team. Well, it was a grind it out. Last year was a very much of a grind, you know, from a lot of tough yards and stuff like that, because couldn't really open up. But it's going to be like that sometimes. Like I said, injury's part of this game, and, you know, staying healthy is half the battle. So I think it showed a lot, you know, for myself, of knowing what toughness-wise and character, what I can withstand and be able to go out there every week, even though, you know, I'm hurting. But the way I feel like, who cares? Everybody's hurting, you know. So.
Part of the game, Ryan, but the offensive line at the beginning of the year, I mean, that was a mess. Do you think that magnifies what you've done? Or do you hope it does?
Not necessarily. I don't know. I know. I hope when people, when they look back on how we play and how I play as a running back, just they respect the, my game, you know, just because I feel like I leave it out on the field. They can say what they want, but that's, you know, if they say that I can shoot to help my team, you know, I'm cool with everything else.
As you go toward the playoffs, do you feel more like the guy who ran for 201 yards against Houston?
I've always felt like that guy.
Even when you were playing with a hamstring? And even when you
I'm still that guy, you know. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference, but, you know, as any running back will tell you, confidence is a heavy battle, so. I want to score every time I touch the ball, and I feel like I'm going to score every time I touch the ball. Realistically, it might have happened, but that's the approach you have to take. You can't take lows off in this game because you never know when big plays are going to happen. Like I told our training staff right before we did the big run today that I'm going to break one on this drive because that's what I felt. I knew I'm only going to get a limited amount of opportunity, so I might as well take advantage of it. But that's what you always feel like that. Injury is a part of the game, but you just got to do more. I feel like when you do have nicks and when you're injured like that, you got to play faster. You know, because the initial reaction when you're hurt is to play a little slower because, you're just the way your body works. But I think you got to play faster in that aspect to kind of avoid even more injuries. But that's part of the game, and I'm always the same guy.
That's 2 weeks now where you've broken one. What's going through your mind as you're streaking towards the end zone?
Well, number one, don't get caught. But I take pride in my speed, so that's a big thing to me that I don't feel like I'm going to get caught. But, of course, that's number one, you get in the end zone. Because I don't want to put it in the hands of somebody else calling the play. So, maybe possibly so. It's my job to get it in there. But really just getting explosive runs. I think that as a whole, as a running back, you know what it does to the sideline. From a defensive standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, those guys cheering on the side, it really fires them up when we do things like that as a backfield. Like, you saw guys jumping around when BJ's scoring. You know, big plays like that are big for a team aspect. And it's big for us. We've come out pretty well. Momentum-wise, after having big plays like that, so it means a lot to us as a backup.
Speaking of Brandon, I mean, he's got that kind of thankless job of picking up blitzes on third down. He doesn't get the ball.
Oh no, it's big. We thank him. Trust me,
it's
big.
I just if anybody, it yeah. Too much, and there's a lot of weapons on this offense.
Absolutely.
How much did you enjoy seeing him?
I think it's phenomenal. You know, it's just representation, really, and result of all the work. Brandon's been fighting his butt off all year. Fighting from y'all, fighting from, you know, just fighting in general because he's been doing a lot to put himself in a great position. And we know, of course, every back, I know he wants to carry the ball more. I want to get him more. That's just how it goes. But he's doing a great job, just taking advantage of the opportunity whenever, you know, whatever role he's in, making the most of it. That was phenomenal. I don't know if that's ever happened. I don't know if it's happened, but I was hoping he breaks the record because that's great, man, to be able to do that. When he went in there on the fullback spot, I told him, stay low, so they don't see you and stuff like that. I was messing with him during the week saying I was going to tell the defense, watch 32. But, you know, I want him to get in there. I'm proud of him. Like I said, it's a result of all the work. He's been busting his butt, and he deserves that. If anybody deserves it, he deserves it because of what he does from that unsung hero role. You know, he does a lot for us.
Do you actually practice that during the week of him kind of hiding behind Rodgers as you guys
yeah.
Kind of huddle?
Yeah, uh-huh. I told him to stay low because, you know, usually in the defense they watch personnel. So initially if they see him coming in, they're going to think two backs, okay, something special, whatever. So I said, if you stay, he's already a little guy. So I said, you know, just get low so they don't really see you. But I didn't tell him, he ran on the field low, and I'm like, B-Jack, it doesn't make it. So he's running on the field like this, and I'm like, all right. So I told him, get in the huddle, get low, stay low, B-Jack, because it's something we worked on. And so he did a good job. He got low. I heard one person on the defense say, watch 32, watch the fullback. But, you know, by that time, everybody else was, and they kind of, a couple guys rode with me, and BJ did a wonderful job of keeping his legs rolling and getting in there.
Speaking of scoring, five touchdowns. That's the first time this team, five rushing touchdowns, I should say, the first time this team's done that in 21 years.
Okay.
What kind of statement does that make?
I think it makes a statement that we can do it. Plain and simple, that we can get it done on that level and be able to do that. So it just adds another dimension. Sometimes it's going to be like that. Like I said, the momentum what we want at this point in time, the season where we want momentum-wise, being balanced is important. It just gives us more momentum and I think puts more pressure on other guys. And we just stay fired. Because, you know, at some point in time in certain games, the way it goes, one end is going to have to pick up. Everybody does a great job, but sometimes we want to make it easy on him. And the same thing I know with him. You know, he wants to make a deal with us sometimes, not to feel like we always, but that's how it goes. And when you compliment each other, it only works best for both the whole team.